It is Thursday, March 14th. I swear it's March 14th of 2024. And you are watching Guy's Daily Drive. Bam! Welcome everyone to Guy's Daily Drive. I swear, when it comes to actual driving, people just get stupider and stupider. They just have no clue on what it is that they should be doing as a driver of a car. And oddly enough, it usually involves driving. Pay attention to what it is you're doing, he says as he records a live cast. Nah, it's all right. Come on, buddy. Somebody's coming. I'm going to let him go. Alrighty, see? That's what you're supposed to do when you're driving. Especially if you're doing a live cast, pay attention. Pay attention to what the hell it is you're supposed to be doing. And don't focus so much on a live cast like I am. Yeah. All right, well, something exciting is happening at, hopefully, around 8 o'clock. It wasn't delayed, but this is like the third try of SpaceX's Starship. And it's another test. They've done two so far. The first one ended in almost a disaster because they had trouble when it went off course and started spinning. Apparently they were having trouble getting it to blow up. So that could have been really, really bad. And then the second one got off the tarmac and made it to the point where the Starship separated from the first stage, and then something happened and they had to blow up both of them. So it's not like, you know, SpaceX, known for its reusable boosters. It's like, yeah, you're not going to be using those boosters for anything after this test. And we'll see. Musk says that there'll be an 80% chance of everything going well. And he was saying it was only a 50% chance for the second test. So we'll see how right he is. But this is very exciting. I've been following the progress of Starship for a long time, and this could very well be the rocket that takes us to, you know, back to the moon and to Mars. Now, they had the Artemis program, and they've done one of those unmanned so far, and it went all the way to the moon and circled and came back, but apparently there were issues. They're still not happy, but 2026, this is like 2 years away. 2026, they're saying that Artemis is going to take people to the moon, and they're in this big race with China over who's going to get back to the moon first. And it's kind of like, look, US did it in 1969, so you doing it 50 years later? Is it 50 years? 50 or, no, yeah, it'd be 50 years later. Whatever the difference is in years. Math is hard. It's like, great, you know, why wasn't anybody trying to do this before? And I guess the simple reason is to just go to the moon, walk around a bit, you know, drive in a moon car and hit a golf ball is not exactly very exciting, doesn't really add much to science. And that was the biggest reason why, I think, the U.S. stopped doing moonshots. It was very expensive. And they had proven the technology, and there wasn't anything there. They weren't going to put a moon base on there because, you know, there just wasn't the money for something like that. And the technology is very, very expensive. Well, it's still expensive, but everything is relative. It's much cheaper now to put stuff into space, especially low Earth orbit, than it's ever been. And part of that is the technology is less expensive, easier to create, with a higher percentage of success than it's ever been. So that's where we are with that. And, you know, SpaceX with reusable boosters has really kind of led the way in the latest round of space launches. I know Bezos with it's blue something has tried to put up a couple boosters, and it's been a spectacular fail. And it almost seems like Bezos is trying to do a Me Too kind of thing. You know, it's like, oh, well, Elon Musk can put rockets into space with SpaceX, Blue Origin, that's the name of it. So therefore, I can do that too. And people think I'm less of a dick than Elon Musk. It's like, that's questionable. You're kind of a dick too. So, but they haven't had nearly the success that SpaceX has had. And, you know, I'm not going to put all of this, Elon Musk is doing this. No. He hired a lot of really good people and threw a ton of money at it. And now he has success. And quite honestly, it could have all gone spectacularly, that's a word, wrong. But it got figured out by some really smart people working for SpaceX. So now they have, they were going to put up a Falcon 9 rocket last night. And something happened, it didn't go up. But that particular booster that they were using, I think, had gone up 19 times before. And it was either last week or the week before that they did their fourth or fifth crewed mission using Falcon 9 rockets. And it's just a really good rocket. There's been very, very few failures with it. So, you know, the space program, after years of neglect and, you know, watching space shuttles go up, which most of the mass of getting that into orbit was wasted on just how big the space shuttle was itself. And I've always kind of felt, you know, I mean, when they rolled out the space shuttle in the 70s, it was like, well, this is our space truck. And it's like, well, not really. You know, it's this great big heavy thing that you're putting into space with wings that can glide back to a landing. But it couldn't really take that much stuff into orbit. And I always kind of thought that the next phase would be something much smaller, kind of like, I don't know if you guys have seen this, the Dream Chaser. It's like a four-man shuttle that they're currently testing. That's what they should be using to put people into space for, you know, something that's going to go up, do a job, and come back with people on it, and glide down to a landing. And then you use heavy rockets, Falcon Heavy and the Ariane, I think it is, Ariane 9, and there's a couple of other heavy lift boosters that puts stuff into low Earth orbit and even higher. Okay, use dumb rockets to put that stuff into space, relatively dumb. And if you want to put people up there, well then, you know, you use the Falcon 9 with a, whatever they call the little capsule that holds four astronauts. Or you use the Dream Chaser, or you use something that's like that, and it's a rocket that's dedicated to just putting people into space. And you don't spend a lot of time and a lot of money trying to put a great big heavy satellite or something that you want to use to go into space for the people to deal with when they get there. Use a heavy lift rocket, put that up there, and then have the crew capsule catch up with it. You know, it's not rocket size. Who is that? Someone's saying hi to me. Thank you. I can't quite... And for this kind of thing, I really should have a larger phone. I should be on like 14 or 15 Pro to do this, but I'm just on the regular 13, which is a very nice phone, and I've had it now for over 2 years, and I'm very happy with it, but the screen is small, so... See, I can't read the name, and I'll look at it when I get to work, which is very, very close. Speaking of which, that means that I got to wrap this up. So, you know, SpaceX, good. Let's hope the Starship passes whatever kind of tests that they were going to do with it today. It's supposed to take off at 8 o'clock, which is just a few minutes away from now. And that program carries on, that the Ariane... Not the Ariane, that the Artemis program continues doing what it's doing, and that they stay on track for a 2026 launch and landing on the moon. We'll see how that works out. And that's going to be it for today. Thank you. Thank you all. I really appreciate the fact that you have watched and or listened to Guy's Daily Drive. You can find all of the Guy's Daily Drives over at the Vert Shark, V-E-R-T-S-H-A-R-K website. .com. That's my website. As well as if you go on over to YouTube, you can like, share, subscribe on YouTube under the name of Vert Shark. That's the name of my channel. And not only will you get Guy's Daily Drive videos, you'll also get when I remember to record them, because sometimes I'm dumb, the MyMac.com videos. MyMac.com, of course, is the podcast that I do with Gazmaz every single week, almost every single week. We have such a great time doing that show. I could not imagine doing the MyMac.com podcast on a regular basis without Gaz. You know, if he left the show, I'd have to leave it too. I couldn't carry on. If you want to send me an email, you can send that to guy@mymac.com. You can also find me on the X Twitters as Mac Parrot or Vert Shark. Over on Mastodon and Counter Social, I am Mac Parrot. What else? We have a Google Voice number, which I think is 703-828-4607. I don't know. If you go over to vertshark.com, or read the notes for any of the MyMac.com podcasts, you'll see the telephone number there. Give us a call. We actually got a call this week from North Carolina Greg. We will be playing that on the show this weekend. This weekend is also the weekend that I'm going to go see Book of Mormon at the National Theater. I'm really looking forward to that. And, of course, coming up early April is the eclipse. Oh! I'm so excited. So excited to see that. If you've never seen one, put it on your bucket list. Go as soon as you can. It's amazing. I won't say it's life-changing, but it's just so crazy to see. Anyway, is that everything? I think it is. So I'm going to go. Thank you again. Thank you all so very, very much for joining me today on Guy's Daily Drive. It is greatly appreciated. And, I forgot to mention, you can contribute if you want, don't have to. Patreon.com/MacParrot, coffee.com/MacParrot, and PayPal at paypal.me/MacParrot. That's it. Thank you again. And again. And again. And I will see all of you next time right here on Guy's Daily Drive. Bye-bye.